So Dave, you have a patient who's receiving sorafenib, and you say for 2 years. What's this?
Yeah, it's interesting. This is a very sweet woman from Mississippi who had been on crizotinib for a year under another provider's care and then was progressing and so came to us to get access to what was LDK at that time or sorafenib. So the day we were getting her started on treatment, we got a screening image of MRI of the brain. And so she had a solitary lesion there with no edema. The trial fortunately allowed her to go on the study and just watch that closely. And so now it's been about 2 years. We've watched that very closely. She's at full dose. She refuses to come down. Even though we spend 80% of our visit talking about GI toxicity, she will not let me dose reduce her.
What exactly is she experiencing?
It's diarrhea while she's out and about with her friends and her family, and then nausea periodically. She tries the nighttime dosing, we take it with food, etc. She just will not let me tinker with it.
What's her lifestyle like?
Oh, you could see her in the street, would never know she's going through cancer treatment.
And what's going on with the brain mat?
So finally, in this last scan, because we do watch that closely, she was complaining of a mild headache, and the lesion has gone from just a few millimeters to now just under 2 centimeters with edema. So what has happened, she was allowed to stay on study when sorafenib got approved, but now she's getting SRS to that lesion in Mississippi, and I'm just treating her with sorafenib off study.
And where else does she have disease?
So she had thoracic disease, and she had hepatic lesions as well.
And those were progressing?
Yeah, she's basically in a CR.
So they were progressing on the crizotinib, and she went into CR. The brain thing stayed stable for a long time, and now it's increasing.
That's correct.
Interesting. And Corey?
You were mandated to remove her from study because of the brain progression.
Yeah, which is okay, because this poor person has to travel back and forth to get a drug that's on the market.
It wasn't so okay before the drug was approved. And this was a big issue where we had folks with isolated progression in the liver, otherwise having phenomenal responses, and we were obligated to stop the drug. And really, in the case of at least two patients I can think of, we're totally out of options.
How spoiled we are that we are now routinely expecting trials to allow us to continue a targeted therapy after progression, which I think is awesome that these drugs have such biological activity that we do that.
I think it's a recognition of a therapeutic reality that we perhaps didn't really acknowledge in the past, but has been brought to the fore in the modern era of molecular therapy, that there is a subset of patients that do well but have isolated areas of progression, and prematurely withdrawing that active agent does them no good.
And maybe worse.